From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military and Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Tuesday, or I should say Thursday, the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. Mattis told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is the case any time a U.S. service member is killed. The military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion.
One point I would make, having seen some of the news reports, the U.S. military does not leave its troops behind, and I would just ask that you not question the actions of the troops who were caught in the firefight and question whether or not they did everything they could in order to bring everyone out at once. And I would also ask you don't confuse your need for accurate information with our ability to provide it immediately in a situation like this.
The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, also exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of U.S. efforts to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq, this by encouraging Baghdad to align more closely with Riyadh. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq's Kurdistan's two main political families and their supporters traded accusations of blame Wednesday for the Iraqi army's easy takeover this week of the city of Kirkuk and other disputed areas in northern Iraq, which the Kurds seized from the Islamic State terror group 3 years ago. North Korea is likely just months away from being capable of striking the United States with a nuclear missile. That's according to two top U.S. officials. CIA Director Mike Pompeo told a forum in Washington Thursday he's deeply worried about the advancing threat from North Korea. U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said later on Thursday that Washington was racing to resolve that situation short of using military force. But in response to a letter said to have been sent from North Korea's embassy in Jakarta, Indonesia, to Australia's embassy in the same city, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she's optimistic that Pyongyang is feeling and responding to pressure from other countries.
This is an unprecedented step for North Korea to send a letter directly to another government in this way. It's not the way they usually publish their global messages. I see it as evidence that the collective strategy of imposing maximum diplomatic and economic pressure through sanctions on North Korea is working.
In the letter, North Korea warned it is a nuclear power and would not be cowed by U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to destroy it, conducting exercises to the east of the Korean Peninsula. Two former U.S. presidents Thursday spoke of the divisiveness throughout the country. The 43rd president, George W. Bush, did not speak of President Trump in a New York speech, but his message seemed aimed at him. For his frequent Twitter taunts against political rivals, his attempts to curb immigration into the U.S., and abandonment of international trade deals.
Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty.
And during a campaign rally in Richmond, Virginia, south of Washington, D.C., 44th President Barack Obama was very critical of the state of national politics.
At a time when our politics just seem so divided and so angry and so nasty.
Since leaving office, President Bush has only infrequently made public policy statements, largely staying quiet about Washington political debates during the White House tenure of his successor, former President Barack Obama. Pollution is the world's number one killer, a new study says, causing more premature deaths than war, terrorism, natural disasters, cigarettes, and disease. A new study in the medical journal Lancet said pollution, both outdoor and indoor, killed about 9 million people in 2015, or about one out of every six deaths. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.